see you riding.
Hello, hello, it's Brooke Tivard, and you're listening to the Naked Beauty Podcast. I love love. So for this Valentine's Day edition of Naked Beauty, I thought it would be so wonderful to have a couple on the podcast. So I invited Hannah and her husband, Brendan, on the show to share the story of their love, as well as some of their beauty tips and wellness tips. But Hannah has been on Naked Beauty pretty much every year since Naked Beauty has existed. So she first came on solo and shared her whole backstory and her approach to beauty and wellness. I feel like I need to have her back on for a solo. Then she came on again with her mother last year for a Mother's Day episode. Sherry is absolutely iconic. If you guys haven't listened to that episode, you have to listen to it. It explains everything you need to know about Hannah and where she gets her drive and hustle and just creative energy from. But for this year, I knew I wanted to have Hannah back, but what could be better than having her on with her other half? Because I feel like we see this beautiful, gorgeous life that she and Brendan live through Instagram. We get to travel along with them on their incredible trips around the world. And it's so clear how much they love each other. But just talking to them, I think you really get a deep sense for how much they respect each other and how much they're just like in it together. Like they are so committed to building this beautiful life together. And I find that so inspiring and so beautiful. And as much as I give my friends advice about beauty, I'm always giving people unsolicited beauty advice, I give my friends a lot of relationship advice as well. I'm always telling people that I love and that I care about how important it is to find a supportive partner, how important it is that you identify someone that can be your cheerleader, who will always have your back, who will always have your best interest, who will always put you first. And I think it's really great when you talk to great couples. That's a common thread. It's like they're there for each other. They're in each other's corner. And that's something that you can't ever lose sight of. I would always say it would be better to be alone and wait for the right person than to be with someone who doesn't bring you joy and who doesn't lift you up. It's so important that we use this brief time we have on earth to find people that make us truly happy. And some of you listening may have found that person, so cherish them and hold them extra tight. And for people that are looking, I think just so important to remember not to settle and not to lower your standards or to feel like maybe that person isn't out there, because I think I truly, truly believe, and maybe I'm just a hopeless romantic, but I truly believe that there is someone out there for everyone. And sometimes that person takes a bit of time to find, but when you do find it, you know it, and it just feels so good and so magical. And some people are just in your life to teach you a lesson or to teach you something about yourself. So don't be disheartened by the journey or the process of finding that right person for you, because it truly is a process and a journey. As always, the biggest love relationship we have is with ourselves, right? Self-love comes first. We have to love ourselves and be whole with ourselves first before we can pour that love into other people. But I do love that I had this one episode to just explore the topic of love with two people that clearly love each other, getting to know their story, how they met, how he proposed, how they think about the life they're building together. I gathered from this conversation that Brendan pays very, very, very close attention to details, and I was quite impressed by that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for the support. Thank you for making Naked Beauty what it is today. Take the time to rate and review the podcast. If you're not subscribed, if this is your first time listening, subscribe to the podcast, new episodes every Monday. And yeah, the intro song that you guys have heard is going to make a lot more sense once you guys get into Hannah and Brendan's beautiful story. All right, enjoy.
You'll know real when you get it. It will say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like a gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience. So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, Solon logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know eBay's got your back. Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This is a special couples edition of Naked Beauty. So welcome Hannah and Brendan to the show.
Thank you.
Hey.
Is this the first couples edition?
The very first couples edition. And you're the first guy to be on the show. So
Ever.
Wow.
This is like an honor.
That's huge.
I hope
I feel like no one's ready for this deep baritone voice.
My voice is pretty deep. So they're like used to it. But you guys are so in love. Such a beautiful couple. And just like relationship goals. I'm sure you guys hear that a lot, that you guys are relationship goals. But it's like, I feel like you guys are like the perfect couple.
You know, every couple is a lot of work to keep a relationship going.
True.
We do have an extra amount of fun and awesomeness together.
Yeah.
But it definitely is.
But it's still a real relationship.
Yeah. Do you guys feel like you guys do a lot of the same things and are like, because you're together, like you're both into fitness, you both DJ, you're both...
Once every couple months, we'll be like, it's crazy how aligned we are.
Yeah.
On so many things.
Yeah.
Like we both work in the music business and we're so aligned with the music we like.
Yeah.
Which is a crazy...
Mm-hmm.
Music is so personal, and to really enjoy the same things. And even if someone finds a new song, we're like, oh, that's amazing. Like just on that one thing, we're so aligned.
Also, like the healthy lifestyle, it's actually funny because when we first started dating, remember we met and we were in Miami and we were both trying to pretend that we actually weren't really that into health and wellness. Remember when we got back to New York and we like ate pizza and like, and then finally.
And we were also like, remember we stayed up and watched Sunrise the second night we ever hung out together in Miami, and we were walking. It was like 7 in the morning or something. We were walking to the beach to watch Sunrise, and all these people were like in their tights and workout gear and like going for a run the beach. We're like, look at these idiots.
Yeah. But it's like,
and then
you
we're
guys
like
are.
Yeah, secretly in our heads we're like, oh, damn, I wish that was us. And we were trying to play cool to each other, like that was lame.
Yeah, like we also weren't high maintenance people. And when we got back to New York, one of our first dates was you took me to your gym and we with your boxing trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took you to my boxing trainer. We had like a day.
Let's talk about the real first date was a pizza date at Joe's Pizza.
Okay.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah,
it wasn't health and wellness, but we soon switched into our real selves.
Yeah,
your true authentic self.
Yeah, we needed to.
So we need to know how you guys met. What's the first meeting, first connection?
We met at a nightclub in Miami.
Yeah. Okay. So we just told you about the night that we stayed up all night on the beach. That was the second night we met. But the first night we met in a club, and somehow we ended up being the only two people in the nightclub at 4:30 in the morning.
And where were you guys both in your lives at this point? Like, were you at a point where you're like, I'm ready to find the one? Were you just like having fun date? Like, where were you guys both at in a headspace perspective?
Well, none of those.
Yeah. Nope.
Okay. Yeah.
Hannah was coming fresh off. Explain you.
Okay.
You explain.
And then I'll okay, great. Perfect.
Hannah was fresh off dating a rap phenomena.
Okay.
No, he's actually a great dude. I knew him before I knew Hannah, actually, which is odd, and a really nice kid. But she had broken up with him a month.
I like that you remember that.
It's a month.
I broke up with him, but in reality,
oh, I don't know.
I got dumped.
You got dumped.
Okay.
Well, you'd had broken up. I don't take that sentence very seriously.
Right.
You broke up.
Okay, sure. Except for he literally left.
Wow.
And so
he put his socks and slides on and just split.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God. Bomb.
And then bomb. Never heard you say that. So she. Yeah, came to Miami for our Basel on like a girls trip. We're going to get loose and everyone's going to get Hannah back on the horse and it's going to be so fun. And then she met me and everyone's like, wait, what are you doing? You're hanging out with, if we were having a girls weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, I'm extending my trip. You guys are all going home. They're all like, huh?
So
you just met this dude.
So wait, you guys, it's the club at 4:30 a.m. and what, you lock eyes and did you
one
go
of
up
two,
to her?
One of two people introduced us.
Okay.
But then we both kind of came to, and we were in a deep conversation at like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Really,
we were
really
literally
deep.
The only people around.
Talking about like family and my
but
dad
also
was sick
where,
at the time and all this stuff. And then we both lost our phones.
Yeah. And where Brendan was in his life, by the way, was just really into single, thriving life.
Thriving.
So yeah, Brendan was very used to
just finding just myself,
like, you know, like slaying all the time. So
what's that? Just life? Slaying life with a sword.
You know, kissing a lot of frogs to find your princess.
True. A lot of frogs though.
And when you saw each other, was it physical attraction first? Was it like just this instant, like,
unclear.
I'm attracted?
It was like an enlightening evening overall, I would say.
Because you guys had this deep conversation.
Yeah. It was just like a crazy bond where you don't really understand.
It was also like an energy thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it was a whole, it was kind of bigger than all that in a weird way, which was tough to digest, but later understood.
And the fact that you guys both lost your phones is very interesting in terms of like the universe having
perfect
so
for Hannah.
Crazy. we both lost our phones, and then we went outside the club, and Brendan was like, wait for me. I'm going to go back inside and shake down one of the guys because they obviously took my phone. And I was like, oh, fuck, I don't have a phone. I'm not going to do anything about it, though. Like, whatever.
So I remember like leaving the cab door open, and she's like, oh, wait here. And I like ran back in, knocked on the door, got back in, and like tried to shake down every busboy being like, what's up? Who's got my phone? Like, just give it to me. Let me get out of here. And obviously came up empty handed, then came back out of the club to an empty street. And I was like, wait, what?
Wait, you left?
I bounced.
And I got the F out of there.
And so, like, then who texted who first? Or you guys didn't
have phones?
We ran into
each other next night.
Yeah, we ran into each other next night.
Because our Basel's a pretty small, like, community, thing.
Scene-y type thing.
I walked into Soho House and Hannah was Hervé Léger in a leather coat.
No, I was wearing an Alaya dress.
Oh, Alaya. Sorry.
Yeah, you can't confuse Hervé Léger and Alaya.
I'm sorry.
The tan Alaya with my little acne leather jacket. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember holding back at all or feeling like, okay, I want to take this slowly. I'm not going to be the first one to text. Or did you just like let it?
So I didn't get a phone for 6 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Because I was fresh off this breakup and I didn't want my ex to contact me.
Okay.
And then I thought it would make Brendan go the extra mile to contact me.
Right. Well, how is he supposed to find you without a phone?
So he would email me. And then when we got back to the city, eventually I got an iPad with a phone number.
A data plan.
A data plan. And I had an extension. Remember those extension landline, like, ringer thing?
Yeah.
Or like phone?
Phone. Yeah.
Phone handle.
Yeah, phone handle. Yeah. I had it plugged into the iPad.
Oh, wow.
And she'd hold the iPad in her hand and tuck the phone handle in the back pocket. So obnoxious. It's incredible.
But I could only call out so people couldn't call in. It was a very interesting time in my life, for sure.
Very interesting.
I don't think I could have I could do that now.
But it was cool because it was old school courting in a sense where, I mean, one way street old school courting, but we'd email and then we'd have to meet somewhere.
Right.
Like the one time we always talk about is I was coming home from Paris from work and I was like, hey, my flight lands here. And Hannah's like, cool, I'll meet you there at your house at this time. And then she sat there because I got home, but my flight was delayed.
Oh, so you sat and waited?
Yeah.
I swear to God, I waited for like...
So wait, you were like waiting outside?
Literally.
And I like fired an email off, but then she didn't have Wi-Fi.
On the stoop in like a cute look with champagne. I was like, what am I doing? And am I like an idiot? I kept thinking like, should I get in the next cab? Should I get in the next cab? It's like, no. Every cab that pulled up, I'm like, no, he's going to be in the cab. He's going to be in the cab.
That's
and
so
just
cute,
literally,
though.
I was so nervous. And then then you probably showed up.
Like an hour later.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, a flight got delayed.
Yeah. And so were you surprised to see her there?
Well, no, I was hopeful.
Yeah.
But I sent an email. Yeah, kind of, I guess. But I was just hoping she'd be there. And then she was. It's like, oh, that's great.
So how long were you guys dating before you proposed?
5 years?
Four and a half years.
Yeah, 4.5 years.
And how did you eventually ask?
Well, I was a gentleman. I asked her father first.
Okay. Were you nervous to do that?
Yeah, very still. not even over it yet.
It's like a nerve-wracking thing to do.
Yeah, he's a warm guy, but still,
intimidating.
Very intimidating, especially with family.
Yeah, he loves his family
and is very protective, which I would assume I will be too.
Yeah,
but yeah,
did he have like follow-ups? Like, what are your intentions? Have serious?
Well, the first time I met him, he is kind of like a dorky dad. I hope you're listening.
Very much so.
On your dirty dad. Not a good move, Brent. And he gave me, we went to dinner and he like presented me with an envelope when I met him outside of his blazer breast pocket. You know, he like handed it to me. I was like, Oh, cool. What's this? And I opened it. It was like an application to date his daughter. I was like, oh
my
funny.
God. Yeah. What? Yeah. That's amazing.
And he like printed it out off, you know, like Google or whatever. And I was like, oh, interesting move. I'm like, do I fill this out? He's like, no, that's a joke. Like, and I was like, okay, icebreaker, I guess. But I kept that letter. And then I filled it out four and a half years later.
That's beautiful.
And I pretended to have a meeting with him, which, you know, he's like, I've never spoken, like never asked this guy for a meeting or like asked to meet up for a coffee in my life. You know, I just didn't have a relationship like that.
Yeah.
So I scheduled a meeting with him to talk about a business idea.
Yeah.
And then like presented him with the filled out application. He was like, it was like,
oh my God.
Out of his seven children, I was the first to ask him for anyone's hand in marriage.
Yeah. Wow.
And he said, yeah, he actually didn't say, yeah, he made it difficult. For a bit, like he put me on the spot. Like he's like, let me read over these, and he sat there reading them in silence, and I sat there being like looking around, if you're underwater, you know, it feels like 10 minutes, and it's like 10 seconds. It's like, this is insane. What's happening? Like, he's reading this. Oh my God! You know, there's just like a million thoughts, and it, probably for him, he was like, took a breath, and was like, I'm just gonna let this kid sweat for a second.
Yeah, for sure.
And then he was like. Absolutely. And gave me a hug and said, welcome to the family, which is really cute.
That's so really cute.
Yeah.
Okay. So back to me.
Yeah. How'd you ask Hannah?
Oh, proposing. Yeah. I don't think I've ever shared that story.
Yeah. I love that story.
So there you go. So we used to go on these tapas dates when I met Hannah, where I think New York is amazing, but there's so many restaurants.
So many.
So I used to think it'd be really fun if we go to like a restaurant, have a drink and an appetizer, restaurant, have a drink and a main, restaurant, have a drink and dessert,
and whatever.
And just like, you could knock off a couple of places. And then if you're like, oh, if the vibe's good, we should come back here for a full dinner. But at least you could get through a bunch of these places for a very affordable price.
I love that idea.
Because you never spend a lot. Like the main place is like going to be a little more and whatever. So I was like, let's plan this. First of all, I went on away on a camping trip for the weekend, didn't plan any of this and planned it all last minute, which I think is the beauty of not having a manual to propose. It's just like winging it.
Yeah.
And I told her I wanted to do a tapas date. And then she was in a new business, RIP Beautified, and was like in a fight on the Monday night with her co-founders, like arguing. I like grabbed the phone. I was like, guys, everyone's a little too heated. Let's regroup tomorrow. It's been a lot. And she's like, oh, thank you. Like, and I'm like, I was on a schedule.
Yeah, so you were like, I'm trying to propose.
Yeah, like, let's get this fucking conversation moving. So then I'm like, I'm going to bring this camera. Because I obviously had this ring box. I think it's like super genuine to like open the box and want to like present a ring. And I was like, cool, bring the camera we've never used. So I like put it in my pocket to like stuff it around the box. And then we went on our little date. So we show up to the first place, which was Lure Oyster Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And for dollar oysters, because I thought that'd be a nice way to start. Mm-hmm. We used to go there for dollar oysters all the time for happy hour.
Yeah.
And I order a rosé and she's like, I'm not going to drink tonight. I have this photo shoot tomorrow. So I'm like, what?
Hannah, you had no idea.
No.
There's a lot of girls like know when it's happening. Like,
but speaking also of getting my nails done, Brendan made sure that I had like a tame manicure.
Oh, wow. That's very thoughtful.
Because I knew there was going to be photos and she's like, let's do Care Bears this week or something. I'm like, oh, you're going to hate yourself with a ring on your finger and fucking Care Bears on your finger. You're going to be so upset. So I was like, why don't you just do like a French manicure? Like, just keep it classic this week or like just a tan or something.
Oh my God.
And she's like, you're so right. And I was like, thank God. It's like so embarrassing if you have such a it's such a timeless act and then you have such a time specific
thing
on your hands and you just be like, you'd be photoshopping them out.
I would have been so upset.
It would not have been the move. Yeah. Okay.
So Brendan,
anyway, so we went and I was like, just have a glass of rosé. It's fine. She's like, okay, I'll have one. And then we got on our bikes and biked down to
like Battery Park City.
Yeah, Battery Park, the harbor.
Harbor, yeah.
And we parked the city bikes and she's like, I've never been to a restaurant down here before. And I was like, either have I. Like, I saw this one on a list or something, you know, like NY Eater or something. Some huge excuse. And then I was like, let's check out the boats first because I really love boats. So we walked towards the harbor. And then Hannah's like, oh, this boat's beautiful. And it's like an old vintage sailboat. And I was like, yeah, it is. And I opened the rope. She's like, what are you doing? And then they're like, hey, and they start waving. She's like, what's happening? And I just like on the fly, I was like, oh, my friend from Toronto. I have a friend from Toronto who used to come to New York and
do like outrageous
things. He came into a lot of money really quick. So he was like with his business. So he'd rent like a Rolls Royce and drive around shopping. I'm like, dude, like you don't need to do that. So I was like, oh, he rented this boat, but he had to go home. So suddenly
it made sense.
It was available. And he's like, I couldn't get
something Davidson would do.
Yeah. I was like, you couldn't get a refund. So he's like, you got to use it. Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, amazing.
Yeah. So still you have no idea. Yeah.
No idea.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you don't really, you always think you're going to know, but you, it's clear you don't. And then so we go out in the harbor and we're cruising around with no sails up, which is like such a blatant, weird cruise. Right, which you didn't even know. I know. I knew you didn't. I was like, this is so weird. Why aren't the sails up? But I didn't even know. And then, yeah, I stood up to propose.
Well, before
that. Well, yeah, before that, Hannah started like basically proposing to me, saying like, because it was such a beautiful night. It was like August 17th and like
stunning.
So hot out and stunning. And she's like, I love you so much. Like, can you believe this is our life? Like living in the city. Like we're going to hopefully like raise a family here. What else? I'm like, what? Like these are like all the lines I'd prepared. Like, what are you saying?
You're taking
everything out of my mouth. So then finally I'm like, oh, I got to get this over with. So I stood up to like say like, you know, I love you. And then we hit a wave. And then first of all, this boat's like 170 feet or something. We hit a wave and it was like, boom. And I like lost my footing. Oh my God. I was also obviously nervous. And she's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, nothing. And like again, with this dumb camera in my pocket and this huge bulge, I'm like, so I like sat down again and she's like, what was that? I'm like, oh, no, this is so beautiful. I love you so much. And then like, I finally stood up again and I'm like, I wanted to ask you something and like pulled it out. And she's like, yes, yes, like, yes. And I'm like, can you calm down? Like, I've just waited like kind of my whole life since you're like a teenager. You wait to say like, will you marry me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, can I just say the line? And she's like, oh, yeah. Already wearing the ring. I'm like,
no, I wasn't wearing the ring. You're right. Remember?
I think you were.
No, remember it was like 10 minutes later that you were like,
oh, yeah, try the ring on. Yeah,
put the ring on.
Anyway, I asked her to marry me and she said, yes, I had a photographer pop out.
I'm literally dead.
Anyway, so, and then we went back just to wrap it up really quick. We went back to the harbor. It was like a 20 minute cruise.
Yeah.
Went back to the harbor. She's like going to get off. And I was like, no, wait, I have some food coming. And then my business partner and our really good friend showed up with Russ and Daughters, which is her favorite food.
The best.
The best.
And then over the next like half hour, 17 people came who were, it's August. There's no one around, you know? So like whoever was in the city who are tight friends with us, I'd be like, please come join us for a sunset cruise for Hannah's new Adidas campaign. She just landed. So everyone came not knowing I proposed. And then they'd all be like, congrats. Like you landed the Adidas campaign. And she's like,
wait, what?
Yeah. Like you mean, look at my hand.
Yeah. And they were everyone, oh my God. So it was a surprise for everyone.
But then
came.
Like the viral reaction, like everyone watched the next people come and be like, they don't know either. Oh my God, this is going to be amazing.
Ooh, yeah.
And then we really cruised around. Yeah, the Statue of Liberty and everything for sunset.
And watched
sunset,
an amazing sunset. And we were out until like 9 on the
water.
Then
we went to Kiki's.
And we went to Kiki's dinner. With a bunch of friends for dinner.
Yeah.
That's like a perfect proposal.
It was really incredible.
It was really good in New York. Like, it felt like to me from...
Really
from
thoughtful.
Not from New York. It felt like a little movie.
Yeah, you're Canadian.
Yeah, it was a total vignette.
Yeah, it was a vignette.
I mean, considering that you planned the whole thing the Friday before the Monday, I mean, killed it.
Yeah.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, we have to talk about some beauty stuff. So
yeah, let's do it.
People wanted to know, do you guys share skincare products at all?
I would say Hannah doesn't share mine, but I share hers.
Okay. What products of hers do you like?
Well, there's an influx of products. So
all the time.
I'm just either going to the, what I like to call a department store, which is a large beauty cabinet filled and labeled with each thing and aisles per se, which are shelves, and get things I need, such as under eye creams or face oils.
Oh, you're into facial oils. How advanced.
Yeah, I'm using some Herbivore right now.
Yeah, he loves serums as well.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's really nice.
It's great. Mm. So, Hannah, you teach him all your skincare stuff.
I try to give you techniques, but you really come up with your own that you're proud of.
Yeah, because the padding techniques that you spend 5 minutes before bed that are like...
A facial massage.
Oh, my God. It's insane.
But that's good to get the blood flowing.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair.
But you do a little facial massage for yourself. I see the way you apply your under eye cream.
Oh, yeah. It's a pat only.
But don't you sometimes do the inner circle?
You do the inner circles. I like to do the pat. I like to get the blood flowing.
Okay. So your nighttime routine, you're doing serums, you're doing eye cream, you're doing moisturizer.
Yeah, I'm doing eye cream. I'm doing face wash, moisturizer. Or I like to do an oil before bed.
Nice.
But not during the day because it's a little
also,
glossy.
Your relaxation.
And I like some sunscreen during the day.
And your relaxation kit at night.
Just started. Amazing.
Wait, what's that?
It's like a halo
of essential oils.
Essential oil, but it's the first night I didn't think it was working. So I put on so much. It was like dripping down my forehead and then it's freezing. It's like almost burning cold. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to sleep tonight. How do you get this off?
But Brendan notoriously thinks that he's not sleeping when he's like fully asleep.
That's just when I'm napping.
Yeah, but even when you were going to bed, you think you're not going to be able to fall asleep, and then you're literally asleep in 20 seconds.
I also wear a frownie every night, but I don't talk about it a lot.
Wait, what's a frownie?
I did not think you were going to bring out your frownie.
It's a beauty podcast.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Oh my gosh, like a wow. Brooke feels like this is a really safe space.
Okay, good. I've created a warm and inviting environment. Are these like from like the 1950s?
Brownies?
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
It's a sticker. Yeah. You put on your head because I sleep angry. I'm a mad sleeper.
That's smart.
I'm not like a mad cool sleeper. I'm like a mad sleeper.
Yeah.
So I get 11s. So I sleep with like this thing that doesn't allow me to
keep the skin in place.
I swear it's one of the reasons why I still look younger.
Yeah. You look very young.
Yeah. But it's because of that. If I don't sleep with it for a couple nights, it's crazy. I start getting the 11s.
Really?
And my dad has them. My aunt has them. Like it's definitely on that side of the
family. The 11s right between the brows. So would you consider Botox?
Yeah.
Yeah. You should just Botox it.
Oh, brownies.
The hack. And so I know you pick Hannah's manicures.
Yeah.
I don't pick them all. I just consult. Creative direct.
Creative direct. Okay.
Sometimes. But lots of weeks she'll hit me and be like, what's up? What's this week? And I don't have time. This week I had some time to dive into some research.
You also seemed like very inspired when I told you I was getting my nails. You immediately were like, okay, cool. I'm going to send you a photo of a reference. When sometimes you're like, I don't have time to think about this.
Yeah, I had some time.
So cute.
And whenever he's around the manicure, he definitely gives his input. I mean, that's what May's like our person.
But I like when May says, oh, I've never thought of that before.
That's what she said with paint by number. She'd never done this before.
Is there a look that Hannah does that you love? Like, do you have preferences? Like when her hair is a certain way or she's doing a certain makeup look where you feel like this is like my fave?
I like the eyelashes that aren't on today.
Okay, the like big fluffy fake lashes.
Not too big, but some people are wearing crazy lashes. I know
people are doing a lot.
People are doing a lot.
People are doing the most. Yeah.
I'm obsessed. I also noticed all these details too.
Yeah, the lashify.
Yeah, Brendan's really into the details. It's kind of almost scary. Sometimes I think like how I'm so lucky that you still think I'm so pretty and like gorgeous because
of course
I know, but you literally look at people and you're like, oh my God, that person's gonna look crazy when they're 80 years old.
Yeah, but you're gonna look great.
You're gonna look,
but you know how sometimes you look at people and you can see how they like what they're gonna look when they're older.
Yeah,
I've got a really bad lens on life for that.
It's crazy.
So you like the Lashify lashes?
The Lashify ones are sick.
Yeah. Okay, and what about you? Do you have any preferences for Brendan? Like, are there certain looks he does where you're like
flat hair, which I found out today at lunch when she couldn't look at my eyes. We were in a meeting. She just kept staring at my hair. And I'm like, is everything okay up here? Like, I thought I had a huge, like, and she's like, the hair's just really flat today. I'm like, okay, well, I was wearing a beanie all day. I'm not sure what to tell you.
Then he put his beanie back on.
Yeah, I was like, I'll just put the hat back on. Luckily, the other guy was wearing a hat too. I felt great about it.
Do you like when he's more like casual, cool streetwear or like in a tux?
That's really hard to say because Brendan like pulls off layers so well. Mm. So a casual, cool look really always like he looks like very cool guy. It's really easy for him to look handsome in a suit because he's just like a James Bond type.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're so welcome. I also really like Brendan in gym clothes. Mm. I like with the tights underneath the shorts. I like that look.
Yeah, I mean, you guys both look great when you're working out together.
Occasionally, thank you. Occasionally, Brendan will wear a necklace every now and then.
I just do it because you love it.
Really?
It feels like I'm really like a high school drug dealer and I like wear a gold chain. I'm like, wait. I don't look rough enough to wear a gold chain, so I look really pretty with it. Brendan used to have diamonds in his ears. No.
Yes.
I wore small hoops.
Oh,
oh wow.
Yeah, double.
You could bring that back. That's very 2020.
I look so feminine.
I feel like that's like a look now, though.
No, it's not for this guy.
Okay, well,
I like to keep it more classic.
If you were 20 years old in 2020, you'd be rocking that.
That's when I was wearing them before.
No, but in 2020.
I don't know.
Well, Hannah, you brought some skincare products.
Oh, yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah, so I asked, we're putting you to the test right now. I asked Hannah to bring some devices that she has that we're going to make you guess what they are and what they're used for.
Oh, I know everything.
Okay, we'll see. I'm not going to say.
She is confident.
I know.
You're very confident.
Guys, there are devices on the table.
Well, we got the suction cups. These are just great at night. if you could see Hannah's face while they're on. It's like one of these, like,
okay,
eyes rolling back.
Okay. Hannah, are all of your goods on the table?
Yes, all of my goods are now on the table.
Okay. Wow. A lot of these look like sex toys, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, this one's very phallic.
Very phallic. Which one would you like, Brendan, to guess what it is?
Why don't you just go down with
the suction cups to increase your blood flow in your face. So you put them on, sucks in, you rub them probably with an oil of sorts to make it go more smoothly.
Wow.
Different sizes to pull in more cheek, less cheek. I don't know what you're thinking with this, but these things get a lot of use and a lot of eye roll.
And what are those called?
I don't know. Facial suction cups.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Would you give him a 10 out of 10 on that?
Yes.
Killed it.
That was very accurate.
Okay.
This is, you roll up here, you roll down across the chin bone because it just feels so good. But there's a technique. You got to like roll up and push the lymphatic drainage out of your face.
Okay. Wow.
And up by the ear and then down the neck. After it goes up here, you push it down the neck.
Wait, that was correct. But except for this one.
This one opens. I call this the wishbone facial massager.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty
good. Pretty accurate.
Pretty good.
Oh, I mean, that's what it looks like.
Not bad, right?
It's by Sarah Chapman.
I wish
Chapman.
It said wishbone.
Oh, Sarah Chapman. Yeah. I love that brand. I have one of her facial cleansers.
Oh, really? This is an LED light.
Wow. You know everything.
Facial, yeah. Made by Quasar, which is maybe a bit of a laser. And this is the same thing, just light therapy for your face.
What do lights do for your face?
Just make you look beautiful and younger forever. I don't know. Probably nothing is what the answer is. But Hannah's going to say, well, whoever is marketing them is saying it really works. And in 5 years, we're going to find out if people really care enough.
There's the scientific proof that
Hannah, you're pro lasers.
I'm pro lights, LED lights.
LED.
Heavy LED
red light, blue light.
Okay, you think it makes a big difference?
This is a red light baby quasar, and I think it really makes a difference. It's very anti-aging.
Yeah, we have space eye masks. We have space face masks where she puts them on, just glows red in the whole room. No one can sleep. There's a lot of things happening. This one I've never seen. Maybe like a magnetic situation. Oh, is this like electroshock therapy, like kind of tingles?
Electroshock therapy?
I think what you're referring to is the microcurrent.
Yeah, microcurrent. That's what I mean.
It's not. No. So this one is...
It's not charged, I'll tell you that. LED lights.
Yeah, so this is a triple LED light, and this thing in the middle is one of those magnets that help put serum like further into your skin.
Is it almost ultrasound?
Yes, it is ultrasound.
Cool.
Oh, wow.
So it's an ultrasound with
Do you put a gel on it?
Yeah, conduction gel.
Yeah, just like ultrasound. So it's a mini ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this thing needs some new batteries.
Let's get them.
I'm all right.
And then this phallic device.
So this phallic device, when you put these in, it shoots lasers up in it. You know, like those balls you used to see when you were a kid and it like shot lightning in it?
Yeah.
That's what this does.
Okay.
And they'll go like, zing, 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 zing. And like, you can't get too close to your face. You're almost on it and it just like.
So it's like it's a zapper that.
Yeah, it's like a mosquito zapper for your face.
No, it's like, it's very much a current that helps kill bacteria.
Yeah, under the surface of the skin.
Yeah, it's a high frequency wand.
Nice. And where did you acquire this?
This is one of the many gadgets that I got from probably Amazon, but I remember the first person who ever used that on me is Monica Waters.
Okay, your facialist?
Yeah, my facialist.
Is she the one that put you in that like dome recently?
No, that's my girl Cynthia Rivas, who I see on a much more regular basis than Monica. Monica's like you go to see her to like get your shit right every like 6 months.
Yeah, I went to Monica once.
Yeah.
I felt like I was levitating actually off the table.
You loved
it? Yeah, I was in a half like dream state, whatever. And I was like, wait, am I floating? It was really
spiritual.
Crazy.
I think she's like a vessel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did she do crystals and all that stuff?
Oh, yeah. She's very.
Crystal bed you're lying on.
Yeah. You're lying on a crystal bed. Mm-hmm. And she, like, her skin is like translucent. And she's like.
Irish?
Yeah, she's Irish.
Yeah.
Wow. Amazing. Mm-hmm. I'm so impressed that you were able to name all of these products.
Missed one. But yeah, I figured it out in the end.
You did. That was so good.
Okay, great. Okay, we'll give you a round of applause.
Thank you. I'll take them.
That was really great.
I have lots of questions from other people. People want to know, what do you guys think is the secret to your chemistry and like making it work? Because you guys both have crazy schedules. You're traveling all the time.
I think communication is like obviously really key, and transparency and not like withhold information. You know, we're always pretty true to what we're doing, and there's just a level of trust there that's like I've never had with anyone mm-hmm. and don't think I could ever recreate with anyone. That's really amazing and a bond. And then like we were talking about before with all the similar things we're into. I mean, we end up bonding over those in so many more ways, mm-hmm. food, travel, yeah. music, lifestyle, home. We're always learning from each other, which I think is important.
Yeah, we're both very open-minded and like we also go with the flow. Like I feel like we are the type of people who like life throws so much at us all the time and we're always able to figure it out together because we're like open to lots of different like solutions and mm-hmm. figuring it out.
Mm-hmm. What do you guys value most about your relationship?
I mean, time for me is like the most valuable thing because we're so lucky to be able to move together on a lot of things, largely because the company I own manages us both. So we're able to place ourselves mm-hmm. in the same parts of the world a lot. And then further than that, we've created lives where we can kind of control our destiny mm-hmm. more so, where like every day we can wake up and choose to how we want to navigate the day without, you know,
yeah, having the to constraints be in an office,
of, yeah, yeah, of a job because we chose like how to work at this lifestyle. So I think, you know, that's the time mm-hmm. continuum within that is important. And one thing that always re-inspires us together when we're in New York, we don't spend a lot of time together at all. Like literally it'll be like an hour at the end of the night or like waking up together. And then we barely see each other all day, almost all yeah. the time. Weekends, if we're in the city, it kind of is the same thing. Like we'll hope maybe get a couple hour walk around the city on a Saturday or Sunday and dinner with friends or whatever. But just the time together traveling is so big for me anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's really time spent in an airport on an airplane where it's just the two of you. Mm-hmm. We really get to bond again and experience new things. And that new experience allows you to like recreate mm-hmm. the love mm-hmm. and appreciate it.
I guess I would say just like how we like really complete each other as like a team. And like we work very well together, like whether it's traveling, navigating, like decision-making, like your skill set, my skill set, like we just are kind of like a yin and yang mm-hmm. and just like really works.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even how we navigate traveling is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hannah's down restaurants. I'm on hotels.
Yeah.
I'm on adventure.
Or like even when like something's like going like haywire, like whether it's me coming you down or like you coming me down, mm-hmm. like we always are assuming the opposite role. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which is just really nice. It's just like we're like very synced in that way.
Yeah, you want to compliment. You're mm-hmm. a complimentary
mm-hmm. yeah.
partner.
How do you guys figure out that balance between what you share publicly and what you keep to yourselves as private?
You know, it's funny. Everyone thinks you share so much, but I mean, I think we talked about this before. But if you know, like you look at one whole day of Instagram stories, it's yeah. literally like 3 minutes total.
Right,
and everyone's
right,
like, you shared the whole day. And you're yeah. like, I literally shared 3 minutes with you. Like, what are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just because you thought you lived that day with me in 3 minutes, like you realize there's 24 hours. It's yeah, insane yeah. that you yeah. thought that was a whole day. Like, yeah. there's so much we clearly didn't share with you.
Yeah.
But what we're good about is sharing, you know, being more true. I think there's so many phony people and preaching and not seeming like they're a fake,
yeah.
you know, like they're not like, it's not really real what they're talking about. And we're really authentic about like, and transparent about what we're talking about when we are. Mm-hmm. So I think people feel connected a little more. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's people that feel they're not, but
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it feels like I'm like choosing to tell like specific types of stories. And sometimes it feels like I'm sharing my everyday and yeah. I try to keep it a mix of both.
Yeah.
There's so much that we don't share. And there's like, I'm learning more that I don't need it to be like a follow along my day, but like, here's like one like poignanted like story
yeah,
that we're,
moment.
Yeah, that we're, you know, turning yeah. into 7 slides and like, that's what it is.
Yeah. You've also made the decision to talk about some challenges you guys have had, like very personal things. And I'm sure Hannah, for you, especially when it comes to fertility and mm-hmm. talking about health things, that can be like a scary thing to open up about.
Totally.
What was that decision like?
It was kind of like one of those things where I didn't share it in the exact moment. I waited and I took the time and like dealt with like my own trauma and like my own like, you know, pain and whatever around it. And when we were finally ready to kind of like share it with everyone, we like made the decision that this is something that does happen to so many people. And it's mm-hmm. the more that we shared it with our friends and family, mm-hmm. the more stories we heard of other people going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. It even gave Brendan his own community, I feel like, of people that you can talk to now, like dudes mm-hmm. in the whole, you know yeah. what I mean?
That have experienced miscarriage.
Totally.
Yeah. Miscarriage.
There was a real conversation to make that a thing and decide to mm-hmm. be open about it. Cause it's, but we both conversed about it and decided like why, you know, we share a lot. It's definitely the biggest thing we've ever shared,
right.
bar none, mm-hmm. Especially emotionally and personally. And it stemmed from all the conversations we'd had around miscarriage before we even shared it, mm-hmm. of people being like, oh my God, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Like everything. But then there's those people. And then the other people were that happened to us 3 times. That mm-hmm. was 4 times. But you know those people and you're like, how come you never talked about it?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Why are you... That must be so hard to bottle up.
Right.
So then that led to us having the overall decision together of being like, we need to share this and put a video together, which I kind of guided that day happening. Cause obviously for a woman, it's much more traumatic. Right. As a couple, you feel it, but it's obviously happening in your body. It's an emotional thing. It's been attached to you. So, you know, I was like, we have to sit down. We have to do this. I'll be here for you. Let's talk through it. And it ended up being, in my opinion, I've never really talked about this, but like 100% therapeutic.
Oh yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Like, first of all, getting it out was like writing. Everyone's like, write things down so mm-hmm. you can get mm-hmm. through with them. It was like, speak to a camera, watch it come back as an edit. That's therapy. Like mm-hmm. it was crazy mm-hmm. watching it come back. And then the therapy has never ended since then because mm-hmm. I was DJing one night at H&M and the girl walked up, put a little note on my turntable and then ran away. And I was like, what? And it had a rainbow on the front. I opened it. And she was like, I went through the same thing. Like, it's so nice to hear someone talk about it. Like, thank you so much.
I just got
you've made me feel
that.
So much better about it. You will have your own rainbow one day soon. And I was like, how do I not cry while I'm working here? This is insane.
Yeah.
Like, this is such a beautiful thing. I'm like, where'd that girl go? I want to give her a hug. And she never came back. Yeah. I've never seen her again. I don't know who she is, but.
The stories that came out and like the solidarity, it was really,
It's really cool. And it's really been everyone who shared a comment or a moment in person or a note, everything has been like really helpful to us. And I hope we've been helpful to them.
Yeah. I was so scared about sharing it. And then after I did, like, I didn't have 1 second of regret just because everyone was related, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. You all bond and you realize you're all. No matter what you're from or who you are, we all deal with the same things.
Right.
I don't know. It's just, it's nice to bond with a community over that and mm-hmm. not feel like you put us on a pedestal because you put this life on Instagram. It's just like, we're all human.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. And then you hear from other people that we look up to and you're like, damn, it happened to you guys too. Like,
wow.
We thought your life was perfect. Yeah. You had these kids and like all these families, like parents we know are like, 20%. Oh, we had 3 before we had your friend.
Yeah, it's really common.
Like, what?
Why do you think there is such a stigma for women to talk about it?
I think it stems back.
Yeah, I would say it's like historical.
Yeah, generational. And especially like in times when, you know, no one was talking about the female anatomy. No one was, you know, women were, it was their duty. It was how they needed to like survive for themselves is procreate, you know? So it's like, there's so much riding on it, I think. Mm-hmm. And so
I think even there's go just, back to like watching like Game of Thrones or something, you'd probably be considered sick or not perfect if you couldn't have, you know, like just going to that era of, you probably considered like, oh, she's not right. You know, like on like a Handmaid's Tale type thing, which is even scarier.
Even crazier. Yeah. So there's a lot of like stigma and just there's a lot of shame around it as well. And I think, you know, it's hard for women who, especially I think in today's like lifestyle, like women want it all. And like, we don't understand why we also can't have things when we want it.
Yeah.
And so that's also been like really difficult because I'm like such a control freak and I, you know, it's been like the number one thing that I need to let go of because it's clearly bigger than just like
what you want on your timeline.
Yeah.
Is but it you can manifest.
1000%. Stay manifesting.
Is it fair to say that going through challenges like that has brought you closer together?
For sure.
1000%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys are an interracial couple. I'm also in an interracial marriage. Have you guys experienced racism?
I mean, very lightly, not in like a heavy way.
What was the light experience you had?
Like together?
Like, not at us.
Okay.
I don't think.
Yeah.
But just like,
have there been like comments?
Yeah. Not like in person.
Yeah, no. Remember that one bartender though who like.
Oh my gosh. You weren't there. I was working. I know. Yeah, he's like, what did he say?
He called me color.
Oh yeah, you're dating the color girl, right?
No.
I was like, he's like, oh, I've heard you DJ before. And I was like, cool. I was working a Breitling event, like a really nice watch event. And this guy's like,
how old your music man?
In his like probably late 20s. Oh. This is, by the way, like 6 months ago.
Oh my God. Okay. This is like unacceptable.
But he's like Russian or like, you know, he was like Polish or Russian. I don't know what descent he's from. But he's like, I love your music, man. Do you like this DJ, this DJ? I'm like, totally. And he's like, I've heard you DJ before. I'm like, oh, cool. He's like, yeah, you're married to that color girl, right? I was like, wow. That was crazy. I didn't even know how to respond. I was just like, oh, it's sparkling water? Thanks. And just like went back to my DJ booth. And I was like, that was a lot.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the most that you're right. Mm-hmm. I like how it stuck with you.
I mean, that's pretty shocking.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, my God.
Or are there moments where people don't know that you're married to a black woman and they're saying certain things?
No. No. We've never had that.
And Hannah, you don't feel like you get any weird... We did have a conversation about the black love hashtag and feeling excluded from it. Which
I definitely feel excluded from
the black love hashtag.
Black love. I mean, I don't because, like, this is my love. I guess when you're a minority... Obviously, it should be celebrated.
Yeah.
I guess I just feel like a little excluded.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's all good that they celebrate and worship their love.
Yeah.
I can't help you with that one. So I'm just going to stay in my lane.
There are certain things, though, about like being with a black woman that I feel like you don't know until you're with them, like wrapping your hair. Do you wrap your hair at night?
Oh, I know so much now.
So you know all about the
hair
stuff.
I call all these wigs out.
Oh my God, Brendan calls wigs out.
But on like, I didn't even on white women, I'm like, that's a wig.
Yeah.
Which part of people, Hannah doesn't even know anymore. I'm like, hey, did you see that latest wig?
You're very observant.
He's very observant.
Lots of details, never miss them.
But yeah, I wrap my hair sometimes, sleep masks, lots of creams.
Creams, body oils.
Yeah, you're good at letting, you know, like when I'm lying in bed and my face is still absorbing. That you come in from the certain angle to give me a kiss. He doesn't go for like a cheek kiss because he knows that he's going to get.
No hugs with white shirts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a big one.
It's a huge one.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
It's like really annoying when people go to hug you and they like bring their arm up and like put their shoulder into your face. And you're like,
what are you doing?
You clearly don't know. That
also,
you're
don't
about to
touch
get makeup all over.
Only touch the curly hair like this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
Touch
from the
curly hair like
oh,
that.
Wow.
Yeah. Big one.
You know lots of things.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
He's really good.
Fitness is a huge part of you guys' lives. How do you guys stay so motivated? Like, I'm so impressed by the fact that you guys like will land at a faraway destination and like hit the gym.
Or be so hungover and wake up immediately
like,
to go work
out. Yeah, you guys will be like partying, like
that's
DJing.
The craziest one to me. Like, sometimes I'm like, wait, I'm still drunk. Why am I here?
Yeah, I'm so impressed with your commitment to like, physical perfection. How do you guys stay motivated to like work out?
Well, it's
not even about physical perfection.
Well, I would say for Brendan, it is. And he's an ex-athlete. So I just think it like runs in his like blood.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Like you love like progress and getting better at something and like the progression of.
Yeah, you like having a goal.
Yeah. Brendan's very goal oriented. Okay. And I just like a good sweat. And or like something to like move my body.
Yeah.
I always have. I mean, I grew up as a dancer.
Right.
Played sports in high school. Yeah. It's like my little me time. Yeah. I don't know. I love it.
What are your favorite workouts at the moment? What do you guys both love right now?
I like this dance class called Forward Space.
Okay.
I also like New York Pilates.
Yeah.
I like the Kira Stokes app.
Yeah. I saw you were doing a lot of that in Bali.
Yes. All the time. Yeah. So good. That's kind of where I'm at right now.
What about you, Brendan?
Yeah, I go to this gym called S10 in New York. And then I just like doing my own stuff. And Kira.
And you're a circus guy.
Oh, yeah. And I go to a circus guy, but I can't really talk about him because he doesn't have any more space for anyone. So I have to keep it low.
Wait, what do you mean a circus
like
guy?
About him without giving his name.
Yeah, it's true. He's like a contortionist-esque circus guy.
Okay. What are you learning from him?
He's literally trying to get my heels to touch the back of my head. It's insane. Today was the craziest day I've ever had.
Tell me about your splits.
Oh, I had to... do the splits, put my ass against the wall while doing the splits, then try and put my forearms on the floor while he pushed all his weight on me.
Oh my God.
And I was literally crying. And I'm like, okay, stop, stop. Like a 4-year-old crying. And then he's like, okay, you're done? Okay, now we'll turn to the side. And you have to do like the lateral split right from there. Like your hips, when they're straight, like rotating like this is
oh my God.
The grossest.
You can do full splits?
No. His goal is to get me there.
To get you there.
Yeah,
he pushes
insane.
You down.
And then we're doing Cobra. He sits on my ass. So you're in Cobra, you know, like pushing up. He turns around, sits on my ass, then pulls my feet to his chest while I'm in full Cobra. So he's trying to get my feet, heels to my shoulders. And I'm just like crying. But then I leave feeling so tall and amazing. Mobility, I think, is more important than working out. So to me, that's where I'm at.
Amazing. Well, I feel like you guys talked about a lot of the things you love. I'll give you guys one mistake each, but what's one big beauty mistake each of you have made and how have you learned from it?
Beauty? No, yeah. I know mine. First of all, I had 2 pierced ears
with small hoops. That's a wave. Like,
and
that's
like,
cool.
When you get them, you had to wear studs, which was crazy. I also had hair down to my shoulders during that time.
What?
And wait for it. Highlights.
Wow.
Blonde.
Wow.
Second beauty mistake.
Wow. Can you send us a picture so I can add that to the Naked
Beauty
story?
Yeah. They're, you know, it was Backstreet Boy time. It was Timberlake. Like, that's when I was in, like, first year university. So
you were wearing, like, baggy, like, shirts and, like.
Yeah, I was killing it.
Oh, my God.
It's actually very 2020. Like, I bet.
I know. No, it's totally back. Like, everyone looks like I did in high school, all the kids. And I'm like, this is a joke. You guys look insane. Wide pants.
Yeah.
White beaters, flannel shirts.
Did you
open.
Have JNCOs?
No, I'm from Canada.
Okay. Yeah. Didn't make it over there.
No. Didn't make it.
My biggest beauty mistake would be my grow out process after my shaved head.
Right. Yeah. We talked about that. That was intense.
I would never have shaved my head and gotten a tattoo on my head if I had known the grow out process was going to be so brutal.
Yeah.
So I would say that was definitely mine. And then second to that was keratining my hair once I finally had like a bob. Like, I should have just had, like, a cute curly afro, but instead I put so many chemicals on my hair.
And you had to wait for it to all grow out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chemicals are never...
No, but I've been chemical-free for almost 6 years.
You didn't care to him when we first started dating, too. Yeah, because that's when you had... Yeah.
That's when I had the short hair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And your number one top favorite beauty product each... It's hard, so you can't really pick one, can you?
Number one?
Okay, just one that you're obsessed with at the moment. Like, what are you excited to go home and use tonight?
Honestly, I'm excited about this. Can I do 2 products?
Yeah.
Okay. And these are 2 products you can't use together.
Okay.
Okay. So one is the You Beauty Serum.
Okay.
Resurfacing Serum.
You, Y-O-U?
Just You.
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 Okay.
By Tina Craig.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. I've been hearing about this.
It's phenomenal.
Okay.
Kind of life changing.
Really?
Yeah. My skin is so clear.
What's
also,
in it?
I came from a facial today, so you're getting me like really.
Yeah, you're really radiating.
And I just got my nails done.
Yeah.
So
you're on your peak. Peak hair.
Damn, girl, let's get out of here.
And then the second product is this retinol, all natural retinol from like a bovine source.
Oh,
and it's so hydrating. And I found it through this facialist in LA. Her name's Kim, and randomly she's married. This is so weird. I like had a facial with her. We clicked immediately. Then afterwards, she like texted me being like, hey, I just kind of like stalked your IG and I showed my husband and he thinks that your mom may have dated his dad. And I'm like, what? My mom's dated like 4 people in her life.
Oh my God.
I'm like, this is so weird. Like, who is it? And she's like, Miles Davis.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh my God, that's insane. Like, yes, she did.
Yes.
And that's your father-in-law. That's
oh
like
God,
your husband's
so
father.
Weird.
So weird. So crazy. And I got this product from her and it's made by a friend of hers. And it's this all natural retinol that is so hydrating.
What's it
made
called?
From bovine. I'll take a photo of it and you can insert it right here.
Yeah. I'll add it to the show notes. Okay. Amazing.
Yeah. Here.
Brendan, favorite beauty product? What are you excited to use tonight?
The one thing I love because I feel like no one else does is this mask called the Bro Mask.
Oh, okay.
From Jackson Lane because I never fully shave.
Okay.
Because I look like a baby face. So all these masks don't stick below my cheekbone.
Right, because you've got hair.
They all just flap like a weird, disgusting wet thing on your face, unless you're lying down. So if you stand up, it's just like... Burr. So this one is just like a Phantom of the Opera type like top mask.
Yeah.
And then it comes with an extra chin piece you can put on over your lips.
Interesting.
So you don't have to wear that. So that's the one thing I like. And it feels really
It's called the Bro Mask.
Bro Mask. Great name, right?
Great name.
A company called Jackson Lane, which I believe is Canadian.
Hmm. Or love Canadian products.
Might not be. Or that girl's Canadian who works with them. Unclear.
The Run for Revogue is where you'll meet all the most exciting people in fashion and culture.
I am Fran Lebowitz, who should be the mayor of New York.
We all support that.
We support that.
Very nice.
Nikki.
Yes.
It's been really great being in this beautiful pink room.
All right, Usher, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
All right.
Can you hear me?
We can.
We can.
All right, here we are.
On the podcast, you'll learn how Vogue really works.
Sometimes we'll come in for a second or even third run through until we are AWOK.
Can you tell us what AWOK means?
It means AWOK, Anna Wintour OK.
I'm Cho Minardi.
And I'm Chloe Mel.
And we're the hosts of The Run Through with Vogue, where fashion and culture collide.
Join us. It's AWOK.
Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
But it's good. Okay. That's my product of choice this evening.
Okay, great. Well, final question. So normally I ask, when do you feel most beautiful? That's how I end every episode. Mm. But I'm going to ask, when do you guys feel most beautiful together? Like, what are the moments where you guys like look at each other and feel like so truly beautiful and like you're at your best selves?
I would like to answer for Hannah and you can answer for me.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Hannah feels most beautiful with us together when she sees the perfect sunset from a new place we've never been before or one of our favorite places and looks over and sees me and then looks back out and sees the sunset.
True.
Yeah. Now hit me.
Wow.
Yeah. That's dead on though, no?
Yeah, dead on.
Killed it. I'm pretty proud of myself.
That was really good.
That was really impressive.
I'm scared now.
I'm really happy with that answer.
That was really good. Specifically, though, the one in Muskoka this summer was really my favorite moment ever. I would say driving in a car with Brendan. I think when he's like on the road and like going fast and like in a beautiful car and like looks over and sees me next to him and like how excited I am by him driving and like we're in a beautiful place and he's like gets excited by like the life we can like we get to build for ourselves. That's what I think he's most.
All right.
Music playing, I assume.
Yes, definitely.
As long as eyes are on the road, right? Just look over here, just gazing like,
driving fast, looking at Hannah.
Driving so fast, in a car he doesn't own. He just stares at me. I'm like, don't tell any of these car brands. I would say the second to that, where it's not about like what I love or you love, but we both love, is like being in a new place, like a new country or city we've never been, and we have like an amazing meal in front of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And nothing else matters because we love food so much.
Yeah.
And it's like such an amazing reminder to be so present.
And like you can't, you like don't have your phone. You don't, and there's nothing around you. It's like you together with a plate and two glasses. And we're just like so happy. Like if we have a bite of amazing food, we literally look at each other and we're
just like, yeah.
How good is this? And we're just so happy and elated and nothing matters. And then we'll leave that meal being like, that was the greatest thing ever.
That's like kind of why also our honeymoon was so epic. Like Rome was so epic. I felt like we really killed it. It was our first time there.
Everywhere we've been, I feel like we just crushed the food scene.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, there's a bunch of bad meals.
Japan, we ate amazing.
Incredible food.
Great.
We went to that weird banana bar.
I was into it.
I was kind of into it too. It was kind of a cool bar.
Yeah.
Thank you guys both so much for being on Naked Beauty for this. This is coming out Valentine's Day week. So
this is so exciting.
This inspires people to like find love and find a partner that matches your drive and hustle and can build a beautiful life with you.
Yeah. Don't give up.
It's your person's out there for sure.
And you can find love in a nightclub.
Yeah. So
love in the club.
Love in the club, baby.
At 4:30.
Usher said it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for having me on for, as my third.
The third.
Whoa. Third
yeah,
time.
First you were alone. Then you came with your mom, which is like still one of my favorite episodes of all time.
Oh, yeah. She's incredible.
It's the best.
The best.
And thing. Now here with your husband.
So. And I feel honored. You guys are really getting the full picture of Hannah.
Yes, we know
this
you from
my first beauty podcast, so I feel great about it.
Okay, so cool. Honored to have you. Yeah. Honored to have you. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week with a new episode.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.